his friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mara and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, and the schus Moshe ben Peshadina, Chil ben Shalames, Ben Yamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, B'chaim Aaron ben Gila, Lebracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyem. It says in this week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha Ve'ezcha L'goy Godol Ba'avarechecha Ba'agadol Shemecha Ve'ei Baruch Ba'avarecha Mevarechecha O'mekal Lecha O'or V'nivrchu V'chol Kol Mishpachos Ha'adama Ve'elech Avram Kasher Dibur Elav Hashem Ve'elech Itar Lot Ve'avram Ben Chamesh Shanim Ve'shivim Shanim B'tzeis O'mecharon. I'm going to make you a great nation, I will bless you, I'll make your name great, you'll be a blessing, and those who bless you I will bless, those who curse you I will curse, and all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. And Avram went as Hashem spoke to him, Lot went with him, and Avram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Rashi, Eschel, L'goy Godo, V'kani Yata Zoche L'banim. Here you're not going to have children, only when you leave you're going to be Zoche to children. I'm going to tell the world about who you are. That's Eschel L'goy Godo. You're going to be a great nation, but not here. Vavarechecha, but moment you're going to have money. Ve'ye bracha, Rashi says, the brachas are given to your hands. Arachshav, how you be yodi, until now they were in my hands. I blessed Adam, I blessed Noach, but now you're going to bless whoever you want to bless. Tavarache, ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, zeo shomer l'okei Avram, vavarecha, zeo shomer l'okei Yitzchak, ve'agad l'shemecha, zeo shomerim, elokei Yaakov. So when we say elokei Avram, then when we say Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, that's an allusion to the fact that in Shemoneh Esrei, we're going to say God of Abraham, I will bless you, that's God of Isaac, and I will make your name great, that's God of Jacob. So this is Rashi on these Psukim Perikyot Beis, Psukim Beis to Dalet. Gemara in Chulin says as follows. First, we have the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that Nikva Keva, if the abamasin, the stomach, was perforated, the animal's a Shreifa. Ar Yitzhak Barnachmeni, Ar Roshi Achelev Shalgabi Akeva, Kohanim Nagubohetir, Kribi Yishmael, Shar Mishimavosa, Visimanach Yishmael Kane Misai Lekana. Reb Yitzhak Barnachmeni says, the Ravoshia says, with regard to fat that is on this keva, on this abamasim, as it's translated, the stomach, the Kohanim considered it permitted, and they would eat it along with the rest of the keva that was given to them as one of the Matnas Kahuna. And this is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that he says in the name of his forefathers. And since there's a machlokes, so you're mnemonic to remember the lenient opinion is, Yishmael, the Kohen, helps Kohanim. Yishmael Kahana, Meseyer Kahana. Yishmael the Kohen, helps the Kohanim. So the Gemara clarifies, Mahi, what is this machlokas? Where does Rabbi Yishmael help the Kohanim? It says in the Torah, Kosavarchu is Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lamadu Bracha Yisrael Mipi Kohanim Le Kohanim Atzma No Lamadnu. Kshuomer Vnei Avarchim Evi Omer Kohanim Bevarchim Yisrael Bekadosh Baruchu Mevarch Le Kohanim. It's taught in a braisa, so you should bless the children of Israel. Rabbi Shmuel says, we learn from this pasuk about a blessing for Israel from the mouth of the Kohanim. But we haven't learned about a blessing for the Kohanim. The manu bracha Yisrael may be Kohanim, but the Kohanim matzen lo lamadnu. What about the Kohanim themselves getting a bracha? Kshu omer v'ani avarchem, I will bless them. V'yomer Kohanim avarchem Yisrael. The Kohanim bless the Jewish people, and God blesses the Kohanim. Kosavarchu es b'nei Yisrael, the end there it says, V'ani avarchem, so Hashem blesses the Kohanim. So that's all Rabbi Yishmael talking. So, we see from here that Rabbi Yishmael helps the Kohanim make sure they get a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lamadu Brach Lisrael Mipi Kohanim Mipi Kvur Lo Lamadu Shemun Yerachem Ravena Kohan Brach Lisrael V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yadam. Rabbi Kiva says a different pshat. We learn from the pasuk about a bracha for Yisrael from the mouth of the Kohanim. We haven't learned about a blessing for Kohanim for Yisrael from the mouth of Hashem. When it says Vani Avarchem, it means the Kohanim bless Am Yisrael, and God affirms their blessing, so them refers to Am Yisrael. El Rabbi Akiva bracha l'Kohanim inale. So where does Rabbi Akiva get that there's a bracha l'Kohanim? Where does he learn a bracha for the Kohanim? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says he gets it from the pasuk Va'avarcha mivarechecha, and I will bless them that bless you. Whoever blesses the Jewish people are blessed themselves. So when the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, they're blessed. So the Gemara asks, in what sense does only Rabbi Shmuel help the Kohanim? Rabbi Akiva also says the Kohanim are blessed. The Gemara answers, "Demuki la lebirchas Kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael." He helps the Kohanim in the sense that he establishes the bracha for the Kohanim in the same place, in the same pasuk, that you have the blessing of the Jewish people. So they get the same blessing. Kohanim and Am Yisrael get the same blessing. Some Vani Avarchem. Is in the same pasuk, or at least in the same area as the bracha for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is in Vayikra Vav Chav Gimel, Kosev Archo. So you should bless the children of Israel. But Vani Avarchem, that's in Pasuk Chav Zayin. So the Rabbi Shmuel helps the Kohanim in the sense that their bracha, they're blessed in the same context that the Jews are blessed. Gemara goes on to say that we show how Rabbi Shmuel is matir this chaylev, and he helps the Kohanim by being matir this chaylev. He also helps the Kohanim by putting the bracha b'makom bracha liYisrael, and that's better. Rashi says shemizbarchim heimi mashar, that the Kohanim get blessed together with everybody else. That's better than being blessed independently. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a different bracha. Avarcha mevarechecha. But that's not together with the bracha they're given. So they want to be blessed. When they're giving a blessing, they're blessed with everybody else. That's better. So it comes out that both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim get a bracha from Hashem when they bless the Jewish people. Just Rabbi Akiva explains that it's a separate bracha from Avarcha mevarechecha. And Rabbi Shmuel learns that it's the same bracha that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, they also get. And therefore he's helping other Kohanim, because as Rashi says, Shem is Baruch and Heim Ashar, they're getting blessed with everybody else. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil B'Avarcha Mevarechecha writes, V'afilu Ovdei Kochavim, HaMevarchan Esisrael Mevarchan, K'disa B'Yerushalmi D'Barachas, Deyavid Kochavim, Deyav Shlamo L'Rabbi Yishmael, Amulam Milascha Kvar Amura Perish Eini Tzarech LaHachzir Chashalom Shebirchascha Ksuva Mivavarechecha Mivarechecha. So even when a goy Vavarcha Mivarecha means I will bless those who bless you, even when a goy blesses a Jew, he's blessed. Like we see in Yerushalmi Brachas, there was a certain goy that said Shalom to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said, I don't have to give you back Shalom. The Torah says, you blessed me, you're automatically blessed back. It's a good thing to bless. Tell a guy who wants a skula, bless a yid, he's blessed. So divrei Tosfos are difficult to understand, because according to what they're saying, Why does the Gemara say the only difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the Mukila Liberkas Kohanim b'makom Bracha di Yisrael? That the Bracha of the Kohanim is in the same place, in the same area, as the Bracha for the Jewish people. That's the Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it is. According to Shmuel Akiva, it's not. According to Tosis, there's a huge Nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a special parasha that the Kohanim get a Bracha from Hashem. Just like Bnei Yisrael get a bracha from the Kohanim b'shlichus get a bracha from Hashem b'shlichus the Kohanim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no bracha la Kohanim at all mitzad the parasha b'erchus Kohanim shebetorah. They're getting a bracha like a guy who would bless a Jew. According to Rabbi Akiva, if the bracha is from Vavracham v'rechecha, Tosfos says, it's just like when a goy gives a bracha to a Jew, I bless those who bless you. So that's a huge nafkamina. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you can get this bracha even if you say shalom to a Jew, shalom shas brichas kohanim. And if there's a kohen and a goy next to each other, and they bless the Jew, they're getting the same bracha. And that's a lot less than what Rabbi Shmuel says, that there's a parsha of Birchas Kohanim, of a bracha to Kohanim, from Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it seems a lot more mundane. It's just, yeah. Just like when a guy blesses a Jew, he gets blessed. So too, when the Kohen blesses the Jew, he gets blessed. And it's not even in the parsha of Birchas Kohanim. It's just in general. You bless the Jew, you get blessed. It's another big nafkamina that they split the Kohanim up in the Beis HaMikdash to 24 Mishmaros. So on a regular day, Birchas Kohanim is given to the Jewish people by about 4% of all the Kohanim in the generation. Right, 1/24 of the Kohanim. And this bracha spreads out to all the Jewish people. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand that if the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, HaMakayim, the mitzvah of the Samuel Shmuel B'nai Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the whole Shevet HaKahuna. And then, when the whole Shevet HaKahuna is blessed, now that they are being Makayim their mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses all of the Shevet HaKahuna. And who did these Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash bless? They blessed the Jewish people. Samua Shemiel B'nei Yisrael. Put my name on the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Shevet HaKahuna. And now there's a bracha for every single Jew. All the Yisraelim are blessed because the Kohanim gave the bracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha to all the Kohanim because according to Rabbi Yishmael, we have in that parasha of Ani Avarchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses all the Kohanim when they do their mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no special parasha of Birchas Kohanim. Just those 1/24 of the Kohanim that gave the bracha, they give the bracha. But the other 23 out of 24 of the Kohanim, meaning the group, the other 23 groups aren't getting a bracha. Just 1/24 are getting the bracha. Because again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's a special parasha, the bracha comes from the parasha of Birchas Kohanim. So as long as the Kohanim are doing their job, then all of the Shevet Kohuna gets the bracha and all of the Jewish people get the bracha. Because the Kohanim are doing their job. And this is a din of Birchas Kohanim. So as long as the Shevet HaKohuna is doing their job, all the Shevet HaKohuna is going to get the bracha. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the There's no special parasha of the Kohanim getting blessed through Birchas Kohanim. They're just getting blessed because the Torah says, I will bless those who bless you. I will bless those who bless you. So this is in general, just like a goy would bless a Jew. When a kohen blesses a Jew, he gets blessed. So who's going to get blessed? Is all Shevet HaKohuna going to get blessed? No. It's not a din in Shevet Kohuna. It's a din in just blessing a Jew. So only those 1/24th of the Kohanim are going to get the bracha. And that's a huge nafkamina. Who's getting the bracha? According to Rabbi Akiva, only 1/24th of them are getting the bracha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody is. Because the Shevet HaKohuna did their job, they did their Birchas Kohanim, so all the Kohanim are blessed from Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's only those who gave the bracha before. It's not in the parasha of Birchas Kohanim, it's in the parasha of just giving another Jew a bracha, and only the people who gave it get it. So according to Rabbi, according to Tosfos, there are huge nafkaminas, which the Gemara didn't mention. So we have to say b'das at Tosfos that this is all included in the Lashon HaGemara. The mukila lebirchas kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael. In other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the kohanim get the bracha together with the Jewish people. That's what it means. The mukila lebirchas kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael. Not only is it in the same parsha as the bracha of Yisrael, but all the Kohanim are getting the same bracha as the Jewish people. They're being blessed equally with the Jewish people. The Mukila Lebirchas Kohanim B'makom Bracha to Yisrael. The Kohanim are being blessed equally with the Jewish people. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim are not being blessed equally with the Jewish people. Only the Kohanim that are standing on the Duchen get the bracha. But the Rav Kohanim are not getting the bracha. We can say this is all included in the Lashon HaGemara. And the Birchas Kohanim is B'makom Bracha di Yisrael, so they're getting blessed together with the Jewish people. And when the Kohanim give the Bracha, that's not in the Parsha of Birchas Kohanim. That's just a separate Bracha they're getting because they blessed a Jew. It's not in the same Parsha as the Birchas Kohanim. Meaning not only the location of the Psukim, but also the conceptually. It's a different parasha. It's the parasha of giving a bracha to a Jew. So only those who gave it are going to get the bracha. And they're only going to get it, not as Birchas Kohanim, but just like when a Gentile blesses a Jew, he also gets a bracha. So that's all the Chorashitas Tosfos. But Rashi didn't learn that way. Because Rashi says the whole Maila, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Shem Isbarachim Hemi Mashar. That they get the bracha with others. That the bracha is coming to the Kohanim and to Yisrael biyachad. But besides that maila, we see according to Rashi, even according to Rabbi Akiva, all the Kohanim are getting a bracha every day. Just like all the Jewish people are getting a bracha every day. So you can somehow read into the Gemara Lefi Tosfos that only those specific Kohanim are getting the bracha. Because since this is in the parasha, this is not in the parasha, the bracha of the other of the Kohanim is not in the parasha Birchas Kohanim according to Rabbi Akiva, only those who gave the bracha are going to be blessed. The Mukila Lebirchas Kohanim B'makom Bracha to Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's in the parasha Birchas Kohanim, so they're all going to be blessed. And according to Rabbi Akiva, not, because it's a different parasha. But according to Rashi, the only difference is Shem Isbarachim Hemi Mashar. That according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohanim are blessed together with the Jewish people. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim are blessed separately from the Jewish people. But still, all the Jewish people, all the Kohanim are going to be blessed, according to Rabbi Akiva. The only difference is Misbarachim Hemi Mashar. Does the bracha come together with everybody or separate from everybody? But the Kohanim are still going to be blessed. All the Kohanim are still going to be blessed. Rashi doesn't say only those Kohanim who gave the bracha are going to be blessed. Rashi works well according to the understanding of the sugya, the implication of the sugya. Because the sugya asks, Ela Rabbi Akiva Baruch the Kohanim Minole. Rabbi Akiva says, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, where do we get a bracha for the Kohanim? So we see the svar of the Makshin is that it's impossible to say that part of Klal Yisrael is not included in the bracha. So when they bring a teretz for this, so the chora, the teretz is that all the Kohanim are getting the bracha. And then the Gemara asks, what Messiah Kohanim is there for Rabbi Yishmael? And Rashi explains, since Rabbi Kiva also holds there's a bracha for Kohanim from another pasuk. In other words, Sai according to Rabbi Shmuel, Sai according to Rabbi Kiva, according to both of them, they both agree, B'yisoda davar, that all the Kohanim and all the Yisrael get a bracha. So what preference is there for Rabbi Yishmael, that he's a Kohen Gadol, that he's helping the Kohanim? Everybody's getting blessed. And on that the Gemara answers, D'muki la l'birchas Kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael. Rashi explains, b'makom bracha di Yisrael, Eitzel birchas Yisrael. They're getting the Kohanim are getting the bracha together with Yisrael, and that's better because it's mashma that they're blessed. The mashma the misbarachim hei mashar, they're blessed with everybody else. In other words, the fishtei ashitos yesh bracha shava. There's an equal bracha for both. Just hachi adifa, everybody gets. Everybody's getting blessed. And everybody's getting blessed. Nobody's being excluded. So what's the preference of Rabbi Yishmael? Hachi Adifa, it's better to get a bracha together with everybody else and not separate from everybody else. According to Rabbi Yishmael, they're getting the bracha together with everybody else. And according to Rabbi Akiva, they're getting the bracha separate from everybody else. And it's Hachi Adifa, it's better for the Kohanim to get a bracha with everybody else like Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel is helping the Kohanim. And now like Rabbi Akiva, their bracha is separate. So that's all the Shitas Rashi. The Shitas Rashi, everybody's getting blessed. The Shitas Tosis Mashmal, those Kohanim will give the bracha are getting blessed. But we still have to understand. We have to answer Rashi from what Tosis brings. Tosis brings the Yerushalmi. The Rabbi Shmuel said that even an Ovid Kohanim gets a bracha if he blesses a Jew by saying Shalom on the street. So Mitzad Echad Vavracham Varecha includes Yisraelim and Ovidei Kochavim that give you a bracha. It's not special for the Kohanim. Mitzad Sheni, you can't bring from it a makor to give a bracha to all the Shevet HaKohuna when only one group out of 24 groups of Kohanim gave over the bracha. And how are you going to how are you going to give the bracha to everybody when only one out of 24 Kohanim is giving the bracha? How is all Shevet Kohuna going to get the bracha? Because Vavarcha Mevarecha, I will bless those who bless you. So, what are you going to do with that source? So we see, apparently, that Rashi holds as follows. The Gemara Pesachim says, Kufyut Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Mishim Men Lakish Vescha L'Goy Gadol, Zeh Shomer L'Kei Avram, V'Avrecha Zeh Shomer L'Kei Yitzchak, V'Agad L'Shemecha Zeh Shomer L'Kei Yaakov, And Rashi brings this in our parsha. So I will bless you, I will make you a great nation, as Elokei Avram, I'll bless you, Yitzchak, Agad L'Shemecha, as Elokei Yaakov. I might think you end up with all their names. No, V'yebracha, you only end up with Magen Avram. So you see him first in the Gemara that B'tchilas Darko Shel Avram Avinu, when he's leaving his land, starting a new nation to serve Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megale, Inev Amir is Bracha Shel Shmoneh Esrei, when his children daven. See also in Bereishis Rabbah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is megalah to him now that he's writing the Torah, and hopefully we will discuss that in future Shiurim Al Kopanim. If we have a tradition from Chazal that now Kadosh Baruch Hu is megalah to Avram all the inyanim of Torah and Tefillah of the future generations, and we're already talking about the brachas of Tefillah Shemin Esrei, there's no dochak to say that now a Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to Avram the inyan of Birchas Kohanim. And Adarav, it's a stronger svara, because if you're already megala the inyanim of bracha and tefillah, so you can't avoid Birchas Kohanim, because that's a huge bracha. It's a primary bracha in the avod of Klal Yisrael in the future. So therefore Rashi understood that according to Rabbi Akiva, we explain Ba'avarcha Mevarechecha, that that's a Gilui Mefurish on the Inyan of Birchas Kohanim. And it's not a general pasuk. It's a halachic pasuk. And there's a din that's knowing halacha l'mais in Birchas Kohanim, that since the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he blesses the whole Shevet Kohuna. Since the Shevet Kohuna was mekayim their mitzvah to bless the Jewish people. So we understand now why the Gemara said that kemat there's no nafkamina between Rishmael and Rabbi Akiva. They grow through the Gribi Yisora Davar, that there's a new parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses all the Kohanim, since the Kohanim are doing their mitzvah and they're blessing the Jewish people. And there's only a subtle chiluk, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the bracha comes together with Bnei Yisrael. The Kohanim bless the Jews, God blesses the Kohanim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim get the bracha lachar maisa. But everybody gets the bracha. It just doesn't come together. So the question was that according to Rabbi Akiva, Lefishitas Rashi, how do you see that all the Kohanim are being blessed? It's like Tosis brings. It's a regular bracha that a guy would give to a Jew. It's only the people giving the bracha. It's bechlal not in the parasha Birchas Kohanim. So the answer is, no, it isn't the parasha Birchas Kohanim. Because at this point, we see in the Gemara that Hashem is already megala to Avram Avinu the inyan of Tefillah, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. And it makes sense that he was also megala to him the inyan of Birchas Kohanim. So he's already telling him now, Vavarcha Mevarechecha, already in this parasha, he's telling him that there's going to be this inyan of Birchas Kohanim. So you see that, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it is connected to Birchas Kohanim. So all of the Shevet Kohuna is going to be blessed. You're right, it's not going to be, they're not Misbarachim Ashar, because it's written in a different place in the Torah. So the bracha is being given separately, but it's still connected to Birchas Kohanim. It's connected to Birchas Kohanim because just like Hashem was Megala already now that he's going to give Torah to the to Avram's children, he was Megala then Yanei Tefillah to Avram's children, so he's also Megala Birchas Kohanim. There's going to be this great thing called Birchas Kohanim, and that's included in Varvarecha Mevarechecha. So it's not just those who give the bracha, all of the Shevet Kohuna is blessed, just like according to Rabbi Yishmael, that if the Kohanim give their bracha, then all the Shevet Kohuna is blessed, because they were split up into 24 groups, and as long as they're each group representing the Kohanim is doing their job, everybody gets blessed. So too, according to Rabbi Akiva, Bavarcha Mevarechecha is not just in a bracha that when you bless somebody you get blessed. It also is, but in addition, it also relates specifically to Birchas Kohanim, because Hashem was Megala to Avram, just like Hashem was Megala in Yin of Tefillah, he was probably also Megala in Yin of Birchas Kohanim, which is a very big yisod in Avodas Hashem and Tefillah. And therefore, this is also included in the parish of Birchas Kohanim. And it's a halachic pasuk. And it's telling us that since the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, they're going to be blessed. All the Kohanim are going to be blessed. Just like according to Rabbi Yishmael, when the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, all the Kohanim are blessed. So that would be the sugya, lefi shitas Rashi, and lefi shitas Tosfos, as we explained, and we should return to this sugya and see continuing the flows. Mitara es Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom.